The problem is my dad. He has been running around like a madman all week trying to stop this marriage. He caused a scene at City Hall when we were getting our license. He burst into the doctor's office when we were getting our blood test.
He had the florist in tears.
What's he objecting to?
He thinks we're too young. That we're rushing things. And...
It's okay. You can tell him.
He really doesn't care for Stuart.
As if I've done something.
Oh! Kelly, why didn't you tell me all this earlier?
We were afraid you'd take his side. We know we're young and we've only been engaged a week, but we have known each other almost a whole year.
It seems to us that people in this world are terrified of commitment. But Kelly and I feel we're from another world. We want to commit to each other.
Well, you do seem to be very much in love.
We are. Oh.
What about my dad?
There's nothing unusual in your father's reaction. You're his little baby, and he hates to lose you. But believe me, just as sure as the long, cold winter is followed by the warm breath of spring, your father will come around.
There you are!
Tomorrow, and there's nothing you can do to stop it.
Are you going to let him get away with this?
Come on, Stuart, let's get out.
No, wait a minute. No, don't leave. Come on. Everybody just calm down. I realize this last week everybody's been a little crazy, and I admit I've been crazier than anybody.
That's for sure.
But come on, we are in the house of God now, after all. Now, if you two would just give me a moment here to let me calmly and rationally explain what the hell I've been talking about. Now, here's the thing, Kelly. If you and Stuart really and truly love each other, I can accept that.
You can?
Yeah, I can't believe it, but I can accept it. And I mean, if you want to get married and you want to spend the rest of your lives together, I'm livable with that. But I got to tell you something. I just got to make sure that you're not getting married just to spite me. Because I am a changed man. I mean, if there is one thing this week has taught me is that I can't control your lives, and I am not going to try. So, with that in mind, is getting married tomorrow as necessary or even as much fun as it seemed last week when you were out to get me? Huh? I mean, if you guys are that much in love, what's the harm in waiting, say, a year? Or 6 months? I'd take a month.
Dad, I understand what you're afraid of. Now, I may not have acted like it when you were screaming at me all week, but I did hear what you were saying.
So did the people across the lake.
And I know that because you and Mom got married young and that didn't work, that you're worried the same thing's gonna happen to us.
Right.
But I'm not Mom.
And I'm not you.
I don't think I've ever argued that point, Stu.
Dad, we appreciate your concerns, but if we were to wait even a month, that means that we would be doing it for you. And you just said you don't want to control our lives anymore. Dad, Stuart and I want to be together now, not a month from now. So what we'd really like from you is your blessing. Because we really love you, Dad. Both of us.
All right, you got my blessing.
You mean it?
Yeah. I give up. Tomorrow at my cabin, 4 o'clock, you two get married, and I'll be there to kiss the bride.
Oh, you don't know how much this means to me. Thanks, Dad.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I think you did the wise thing.
I'll give you $1,000 not to marry him. Come on, I am desperate, Johnny!
Coach Fox, please. You said your piece. Now, my advice to you would be to let go. Support your daughter. Embrace the moment. Celebrate with her.
Give you 2 season tickets on the 50-yard line not to show up tomorrow, John.
Goodbye, Coach.
That is the last time I get my car washed at this church!
I am so glad I'm finally getting a chance to use these champagne glasses.
You keep going on about this wedding like it's gonna happen. Christine, you gotta help me. You gotta talk Kelly out of getting married.
What?
Yeah, you can do it, Christine. You're so persuasive. You talk me out of stuff I want to do all the time.
I'm not going to talk Kelly out of this. Even if I could, it's none of my business.
Oh, sure. Hide behind that again. I'm not her mother.
Well, I'm not.
Christine, I can't believe you're not going to help me. Am I the only one who thinks that this is a mistake? Oh, great. Beth is here.
Good. Maybe you can work this out with her.
Yeah, well, if Beth and I could work things out, we'd still be married. God forbid. I mean, I tried talking to her. You know, she blames me for this whole wedding mess. And that's another reason I don't want Kelly getting married so young. You know, Beth and I did that. And all you do is you end up full of bitterness and resentment. Boy, Beth, you look wonderful. Welcome to Minnesota.
Hello, Hayden. Hello, Christine. Hello, Beth.
Gee, why do I always think this is going to be awkward? Plane must have been late, huh? Sorry I had to wait, Dom.
No problem. Things actually worked out pretty good. That's the thing I love about airports. I was able to have a nice meal and get my hair trimmed and actually got quite a lot of my Christmas shopping done. Well, I'll see everybody tomorrow.
Thanks again, daughter.
Anytime. By the way, if you need a ride out to the airport, let me know. My dad's birthday is coming up.
Look, Beth, before everyone gets here, we need to talk about this. I know you blame me for this whole wedding thing, but...
You two probably want some privacy. I'll just go... check on the lake.
No, don't. Christine, stay. He could use a friend.
Now, wait a minute, Beth. Now, no one should be pointing fingers here. We should be working together on this. Come on. We're Kelly's parents. We're a team. We can gang up on her.
Hayden, if you want the truth, I don't approve of this wedding any more than you do. And believe me, I make a pretty compelling argument for how an ill-conceived marriage can damage your life. But Kelly has asked me to trust her on this. So after many sleepless nights, I have decided that the only thing to do is to wish them all the happiness in the world and give them all the help and support I can.
Boy, that's a defeatist attitude. Oh, great. Geez, here they come.
Hayden, so help me. If you make even one little move to spoil this for Kelly or make a scene in front of Stuart's parents, you will rue the day you ever met me.
Well, I'm ruining now, Beth. I'm ruining a lot of stuff, I'll tell you.
I'd like you to meet my fiancé, Stuart Rosebrock. This is my mother, Beth Fox.
It's a pleasure to meet you, O queen who begat my princess.
I told you he was my knight in shining armor.
If you want to reconsider teaming up, Beth, let me know.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Stuart. You may rise.
I don't know where he gets it. Hi, Wilson Rosebrock, Stuart's dad. This is my wife, Peg.
It's a pleasure.
Beth Fox, Kelly's mom.
Hayden Fox, I'm Kelly's dad.
Christine Armstrong, Channel 6.
Well, let us be the first to say how happy we are that we're all here together. But before we go any further, I'd like to present the father of the bride with a token of our new friendship and symbol of our joy over the joining of these two families.
Well, gee, that's pretty thoughtful. It's a barber pole.
Dad collects barber supplies.
Oh, he doesn't just collect them, Stuart. Wilson has perhaps the most extensive collection of antique barber supplies in the contiguous United States.
That particular pole once hung outside the barbershop of the famed Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City. Legend has it that Cole Porter had his hair cut in there every week.
I always heard that Cole Porter was well-groomed.
I'd say it's time for champagne.
Oh, I'll help you.
Oh, so will I.
Well, I guess we're at one of those milestones every parent dreams about, huh? I thought nothing could top getting Herbert Hoover's shaving mug, but this is one fine day.
You think so?
Yeah. I just wish Stuart's younger brother and his wife could be here.
Stuart's got a younger brother who's married?
Going on 2 years now. Got his marriage license and his driver's license on the same day.
And that's okay with you?
Kid's got to drive.
Oh, I mean about getting married so young.
Oh, well, the Rosebrocks traditionally marry young. I tell you, Hayden, there's nothing quite like young people in love.
Oh, boy, I don't know, Wilson. I gotta be honest, I got some doubts about this thing.
Well, Peg and I did raise a collective eyebrow over their one-week engagement, but we trust Stuart, and Kelly seems like a wonderful girl, and besides, at this point, it's out of our hands.
Oh, see, Wilson, I don't think it's ever out of our hands. I mean, as parents, isn't it up to us to do something to help them avoid mistakes, you know? I mean, they look to us for our wisdom and our sense of reason.
What do you got in mind?
I was thinking of burning my cabin down.
Oh,
no, I'm serious.
No.
Come on, man. No cabin. No wedding. Oh, yeah. I mean, this place is old. It'll go up like a tinderbox. One spark and poof.
Ha-ha. Goodness. Boy, I've seen some nervous dads in my day, but you take the blue ribbon. Now, listen, listen. You know what you need. A hot towel, a close shave, and a splash of aqua velva.
Here's the champagne.
I'd like to make the first toast.
Oh.
To the lovely bride and groom, may you have all the love for each other that we have for you today. And to Hayden, I know you're a little nervous about tomorrow's big event, but remember, there's nothing more magnificent than the union of two hearts.
Oh, here, here.
Here, here.
Make a toast.
No. I'm not very good at this kind of thing, you know, and giving toasts and giving my daughter away. I mean, as you all know, I haven't been very easy going about this wedding thing, but, well, to Kelly and to Stuart, oh, may they always just, you know, just, Oh, man, I can't do this.
Oh, Hayden,
no, I'm
Dad.
Sorry, I mean, I can't stand there and make a toast. And this is a lie. I think these kids are making a huge mistake, and you are all letting them make it. All week long, you all been saying, Hayden, mind your own business. Hayden, stay out of it. Well, I am going to stay out of it. I am going to stay completely out of it. I'm out of here.
Don't be very upset.
This is unbelievable.
And still no sign of Hayden.
No one. We're supposed to start in 30 minutes.
How's Kelly?
Oh, she's a wreck. This is just like Hayden. I was married to him for 4 years. I should have killed him while I had the chance.
Any word on the father of the bride?
Not one we can say in front of you, Reverend. It's just so senseless. Oh, and I think back to all those nights I could have just put a pillow over his face and...
Poor Kelly.
Oh, I better get back to
her. If she's really upset, have her do some of the Hindu breathing exercises I taught her.
Right.
Excuse me, Mrs. Fox. I'm from the caterer. I just wanted to ask if you think we'll have enough champagne.
I think so. We ordered a bottle per person.
One, two, three, four.
Is he here yet?
No.
I hate him.
No, honey, he's still your father. Should have stuffed a potato in the tailpipe of his car.
What?
Nothing. I was just reminiscing.
God, I can't believe he is doing this to me. And I know what he's thinking, that if he doesn't show up, that I won't go through with it. I'll tell you something. I have got news for him. At 4 o'clock, I become Miss Kelly Fox Rosebrock, whether he's here or not.
There, there, son.
I can't help it. This is supposed to be the happiest day of my life. I've been looking forward to this all week. Oh!
Come on, son. Silver lining, silver lining.
Did you find him?
No, and I've been everywhere. He's just gone.
Oh, no luck, huh? Well, he can't have gone far. He didn't take his car.
Unfortunately, we have an excellent bus system in this town.
Oh. I'm really starting to get worried. See, I know that Hayden can be stubborn and childish, but like a child, he usually snaps out of it.
Maybe he's maturing.
I can't believe he'd miss his only daughter's wedding.
Hey! Hi, Christine.
Luther, have you seen Hayden anywhere?
No, I thought that was bad luck.
Luther, we can't find him. He got mad and walked out of here yesterday. He hasn't come back.
You're kidding.
No, I've looked everywhere for him.
I knew he was upset about all this. I didn't think he was that upset.
Do you have any idea where he could be?
Sure.
You do?
Yeah, he's probably gone to his secret place.
His secret place?
Yeah, he's got this secret place he always goes to when he's really upset and wants to be alone. Can't believe he's going to miss this.
Somebody's got to talk to him. Where is this place?
Well, it's a secret. Hayden's the only person in the whole world knows where it is. I'll see if he's there.
Luther, wait, maybe I should go with you.
I don't think so. If you go, he'll know you're there. Try to talk him out of it. If I go, he'll just think I'm there to agree with him like I always do. You know, besides, I don't think you can climb a rope ladder in no shoes.
Jeez, Luther!
Thank God you're here. Hayden, can I talk to you for a minute?
No.
Hayden, I just hiked a mile through the woods, climbed up 60-foot of rope ladder to a lookout tower. I really want to talk.
All right, well, pull the ladder up because I don't want anybody else coming up here.
All right. Hayden?
What?
Could you pull it up?
Luther, how come you're not at the wedding?
That's what everybody's asking about you.
Well, you understand why I'm not there, don't you?
No.
Luther, Kelly and Stuart are taking a stupid chance for no reason. You understand that, don't you?
No. Hayden, what's so terrible about taking a chance? Look at me, I'm 58 years old. I live with a bird. Never took a chance in my life. I stayed at assistant coach because I didn't want to get fired as a head coach. I never got married because I didn't want to get divorced. Never ate a snail. Yeah, they're taking a chance. So what? Taking a few in your life, if I remember right.
But how can I go there and support something I don't believe in?
All I know is you spent 16 years apart from Kelly, wishing you could be together. Now you're together and you've never been further apart. Hey, I'm on your side about this wedding. Obviously, nothing you're going to do is going to stop it. We're going to get married whether you stay up here in this tower or not. But if you don't go, well, I'm just afraid you'll lose Kelly forever. It seems to me like you're taking a bigger chance than she is. Huh. You do what you have to do. All I know is Kelly's the closest thing I have to a daughter. I wouldn't miss this wedding for the world. I brought this just in case you change your mind. It wasn't easy either.
Hey, Lou?
Yeah?
I'm coming with you.
I knew it! I knew you wouldn't miss this. I knew you weren't that kind of a guy. Hot dog.
Uh-oh. 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 Uh-oh.
It wasn't attached.
No!
It was attached when it came up, and I thought it'd be attached when it went down it.
Well, it wasn't!
You know, I'm no rope expert. How do you get down when you do this?
I don't do this. I am a rope expert.
We're gonna die.
Oh, geez, we're not gonna die. We're gonna find another way down. Well, there is no other way down.
We're gonna die. We're gonna freeze to death up here. Someone's gonna come along next spring and smell something.
Just wait a minute. I put a rope here somewhere.
Oh, my God, my bird. Who's gonna feed my bird? Oh. 3 senseless deaths.
Hey, Luther, look, come on. I found a rope.
We're gonna live.
You betcha.
We're gonna die.
Oh, boy. Am I glad we tested that?
We're gonna die.
No, we're not gonna die. Wait a minute. Hold up, Luther. I got an idea. Look it. We're 60 feet up, right?
Yeah.
Now, you're 5'9", I'm 6'4". I hang onto the ledge, you hang onto my ankles, and you'll only have to drop 48 feet. That's not gonna work!
We're gonna die! We're gonna die! No. I'm not being negative, we're gonna die!
Wait a minute! Luth, I got an idea. Take off your clothes.
Huh?
Yeah, we'll tie our clothes together, we'll make our own rope, and when we get to the bottom, we'll just yank them on down.
You gonna take your clothes off too?
Yeah, now come on, we haven't got much time.
Well, don't get mad at me. If I hadn't shown up, you wouldn't have enough clothes to get down.
I'm sorry, Kelly, but we're going to have to start. I have another wedding this evening.
We've waited over an hour. I don't think he's coming.
I know. I think we should just go ahead. And this is my fault. I should have poisoned him. The man eats anything.
Kelly, what do you want to do?
I want to marry Stuart.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we're ready to begin.
But not this way.
You're calling this off?
I can't get married without Dad here. I'm sorry, I thought I could, but I can't.
Kelly, don't cry.
Stuart, what do we always say?
It's all right to cry.
You go right ahead, Kelly. You're going to be a Rosebrock soon. You've got to learn to cry.
Hey, wait a minute. They're here.
What? Oh, my God, what happened to you?
Huh? Oh, nothing. My suit got caught on a forest.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Came.
Hey, would I miss my daughter's wedding?